These June 2018 shows begin our deeper exploration and discussion of the authority of Prince, the incorporation in us of his new covenant, and how in repossessing our bodies from the state, we see our abundance and can rethink economy in terms of it. This following excerpt from our June 5th, 2016 show, highlighting this question as a transition issue, summarizes where we left off in our thinking on it. Quote, and this is quoting Charlotte Bronte, "Law itself should not compel me." She's speaking about putting her gifts on the market. "Law itself should not compel me. I would pay a fine or undergo an imprisonment rather than write for a show and to order perched up on a platform." Unquoting Charlotte. In Proudhon's transition strategy of a services bank, where should we put Charlotte and Emily? I ask because while I believe we need transition strategies, and this again I was speaking 2 years ago, while I believe we need transition strategies, particularly to encourage our less trusting fellows who may not see that the poetry in our souls released will settle all difficulties of property between us, all conflicts over ownership of stuff, I also believe that to succumb to the disease quantification toward exchange of equivalencies, which I don't think is where Proudhon is going, is a risk there's no need to flirt with. It seems to me there are three major and interrelated transition difficulties that we face. Food, big picture decision making, within which we include the threat, hierarchy reasserting itself, and property. The first two relate to we commoners. We all gotta eat, and if we haven't thought about decision making structures, guess what? Guess who's going to step into the breach? And the last, with the first two, will likely concern what Proudhon calls the proprietors, the capitalists who possess capital and land sufficient for generating capital. Capital being money that has the purpose of making more money. Let's recall what the bank does currently, both in terms of the official propaganda and in terms of its actual function in a global totalitarian class system. Aren't we told that it is to stimulate economic activity? I mean, truly, my sisters and brothers, do we really need a bank to stimulate us? This means that the role of the bank that he did foresee must decentralize while viewing and orienting globally to such a degree that its nature changes entirely. And we may find we need to invent a new term that better conveys its tasks and its role in our lives. Perhaps we should call it the earth. As the earth is our lingua franca, its health our standard in big picture decisions. Do we need any other form of services bank than love, which is the freedom to hearken to it and ignore, quoting Paul, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Quoting him in Timothy, 1 Timothy. While the snare Paul describes here manifests as the love of money, the root I think we now see clearly, thanks to Shakespeare, who simply called the trap an addiction to gain, and we've termed it an ever-seekingness, a bottomless hole for a soul, is the abandonment. The root is the abandonment, the alienation of children, and the sadistic treatment of them by parents, and particularly its institutionalization. As we discuss it, how to express the gifts of grace that we're given, how they intersect with all our relations, how they grow bigger. As we ponder with the help of Prince and Paul our purpose, we cannot help but see the sense of Paul's and Prince's guidance. In owning our own bodies, we have all we need to manifest our inherent joy, once unimpeded. And if we didn't come to party, y'all, we better be getting up off Prince's block, okay? And I best be quitting while I'm ahead here, sort of. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for archival shows and a block of music of Prince after. I love you. Until next week, stay strong. Peace.